Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Taylor Douthat. Batting second. The second baseman, Andy High. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chick Hafey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Roedger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Charlie Gelbert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Haynes. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jesse Haynes. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Harper. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Cooney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Brandt. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Ed Brandt. And now, play ball. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Douthat reaches second base with a double. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a line drive towards short. Moranville catches it and throws to second to double up Douthat. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg takes first base on ball four. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richborg moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Richborg moves to third. Two outs. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. High scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bottomley for the out. One out. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Hafey reaches second base with a double. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hafey scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Roedger moves to second. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. High fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooney moves to third. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooney scores. McGuire moves to second. It's Cardinals, 1, Braves, 1. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGuire moves to third. Sparrer moves to second. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley fields it and throws to home to get McGuire. Sparrer moves to third. Brandt moves to second. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moranville strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Douthat takes first base on ball 4. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0-for-1 in the game. High hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats High for the out. Douthat moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. One out. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper scores. Bell moves to second. It's 2-1, Braves. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Cooney moves to second. It's 3-1, Braves. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sparrer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Roe Edgar who is chasing the ball. Sparrer reaches third base with a triple. Cooney scores. McGuire goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Braves. Fred Frankhouse now pitching. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. High scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hafey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roedger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hafey moves to third. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brandt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a fly ball into right field. Roedger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. High scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. High scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gelbert takes first base on ball 4. Fred Frankhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frankhouse strikes out. One out. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Douthat hits a line drive into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt fires to first and has Gelbert trapped. There's the throw to Moranville, who tags Gelbert for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Braves will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Roedger, who is chasing the ball. Cooney reaches third base with a triple. Roedger throws the ball into Frisch, who tags Cooney trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. High scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh now playing center field. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0-for-2 in the game. High hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bottomley hits a line drive into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Braves will come to bat. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Sparrer takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wilson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Richborg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chick Haefe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haefe is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Haefe hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Roedger hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brandt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Haefe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Waddy Holm pinch hits for Fred Frankhouse. Waddy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. Holm reaches second base with a double. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Douthat takes first base on ball 4. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0-for-3 in the game. High hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it and throws to second for the out. Holm moves to third. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 3 in the game. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Braves will come to bat. Syl Johnson now pitching. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell strikes out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Welsh for the out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGuire. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. McGuire steals second. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Sparrer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bottomley strikes out. One out. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Roetger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Roetger hits a line drive towards short. Moranville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.